don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be. That's why you get a hold of us via the phone or social media.
Yeah, I mean, reach out to us because we're here to help you. We're here to support you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. When the fall is going to be a hard one, we are definitely going to catch you. And This morning, we are here to help out Kendra. Good morning, Kendra. How are you, sweetie?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. So tell us, what's going on?
So I just have some bad news I need to break to my boyfriend, Todd. Oh. So we've been dating for like a year, and we decided we were going to exchange Christmas presents a little earlier because we both like to spend the holidays with our families. Mm-hmm. And so we exchanged gifts, and Todd gave me this beautiful diamond pendant necklace. And I was obviously like, so happy. Yeah. It was in a gift box and it looked like, you know, it just looked like even the wrapping, everything, it just looked really expensive.
Okay.
And obviously I was just like over the moon. And I just felt like, wow, this is like really another level. Like this is definitely a sign of like real commitment, right?
Yeah.
And so I was curious about, you know, how much it costs.
You're hilarious. So, I've done this too. Like,
oh, have you?
It's funny. Like, why not? Let's see how much
this
is.
Yeah, let's see.
So, yeah. Like, okay. It's kind of, I did some digging and like I went on the jewelry website or like the store's website and I saw that they were running a special promotion for this necklace for $20.
Oh.
So I looked a little closer and upon further inspection, the diamonds, like it doesn't really have as many diamonds, it's mostly just metal beads.
Oh.
So the necklace has a total of 4 diamonds. And, like, obviously, I'm grateful for the gift, but I'm also, like, hurt, you know? Like, I thought this was, like, a big deal. Like, I thought it was, you know, that I just meant more to him. Like, I thought it was, like, you know, it's just, like, a sign of jewelry from a man is usually a sign of commitment and... So I just want to, like, call Todd and let him know, like that I know that it's fake and I don't want to pretend around him. And, you know, that's basically what I'm calling to do.
So you saw this beautiful diamond pendant necklace. Mm-hmm. You're saying that you looked at it closer and you realized that it's not even diamonds. Was there like a picture that made it look like it was originally this really expensive necklace and then you decided to take a closer look and then you realize, oh, this ain't real?
There wasn't even so much false advertising as it was just like the it's hard to explain. So the way the necklace looks itself, it's just like super shiny and it's like metal beads that kind of like if you're not looking closely, they look like diamonds.
Yeah.
But they're just not. Like, everything's really shiny. And really, it's like the packaging, the whole thing. It just made it look really expensive.
Right.
I'm wondering where he got it from.
I know.
You know where he got it from. Maybe we should say. There might be other women that have this beautiful necklace.
That's true.
You're basically going to break the bad news that, you realize that you did some investigating and that this was a $20 necklace and it's not even real.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Yeah.
Well, and I know a lot of guys will be like, listen, it's what I could afford.
Right.
And which is very true because I buy gifts too for my husband. It's what we can afford. It's what I can afford. And But when it comes to Kendra, she's not having no $20 necklace.
No.
Not today.
Mm-mm.
All right. So we're going to play a song, Kendra. When we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Todd that, ooh, he's been busted.
Mm.
And you deserve like a $300 necklace. All right. Happening next to Chris and Marie Rush. 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person's going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news when you realize, ooh, this ain't even real.
Mm-hmm, girl. So we've got Kendra on the phone. She's calling to break the bad news to her boyfriend. Todd, they've been dating for about a year. They've exchanged Christmas gifts early. He got her this beautiful diamond pendant necklace, right? So she's so excited. She's like, when a man gives me diamonds, this is a real commitment. But she got curious. She went on the website and found out that this necklace is on a $20 promotion.
Yeah.
And then when she looked closer, they're not really diamonds. They're like metal beads. Yeah, she wants to call and break the bad news. Like, hey, the jig is up. I know this is fake.
All right. So, Kendra, we're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but Todd will not. And then we'll eventually chime in to help you out. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Hello. Hey, honey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good. It's just a little busy morning at work.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to talk to you about something. You know how I was really excited about that diamond necklace you gave me for Christmas?
Yeah.
So I went on the store's website and I looked up how much it cost and I saw that it was $20 and learned that those aren't actually even diamonds. They're just metal beads. And I just wanted to tell you that I looked that up and I realized that because I'm an awful actor and I'm really bad at pretending. And I just wanted to let you know that I know that it's fake. So.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna dump her. Yeah, this sounds so bad, actually.
I mean, I never really said it was a real neck. I just gave you a present.
I guess when I was like, oh my god, is this diamonds? And you just kind of like nodded, like you didn't really correct me or anything. And I guess to me, I thought it was diamonds. And to me, that's like, you know, a big sign of commitment. So I'm being honest, like, I'm a little disappointed because I just thought, you know, I thought I kind of meant more to you than that. So,
I mean, I didn't.
Here, let's break it. Hi, good morning. Yeah. Is this Todd?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Todd. This is the jewelry appraisers at Chris in the Morning Rush on Nether Human Chance. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're good. This is Kristen and Tracy. Listen, my man, we are here with your beautiful girlfriend who wanted to get some help in breaking some bad news that, yeah, man, she did some investigating. She realized that this piece of jewelry is not real. It's 20 bucks. I feel really bad. I'm listening on the outside. Like,
right.
It shouldn't matter how much. But now that she said, though, she thought it were diamonds and that you didn't like say anything. Oh no, honey, those aren't, but you know,
right.
They're beads.
Right.
I mean,
the diamond necklace does have a couple little diamonds in it. The lady at the store said, this is a diamond necklace.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Not a jewelry guy. Yeah. I thought it was a really good deal. And I tried to get my girlfriend a present and now I'm feeling pretty attacked.
I think you did a nice thing.
No, you're not being attacked. I mean, it's the thought.
I mean, I got three ladies calling up to complain about a present. So, and I got a busy day at work going on here. So, that kind of seems like, getting cornered at the very least. Yeah,
right.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, believe me, Kendra called and was not happy with the price. So,
right.
Here's the thing. Now it's an uncomfortable situation between you two because it shouldn't matter what the price of a gift is because it's all about love.
Well, that's my question. What's the number then?
Well, that's not for us. That's Kendra.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm asking you, Kendra. What's your number? What would have made you happy there?
Jeez.
Well, I guess I just kind of expected you to spend an equivalent amount of money that I spent on you, and I spent about $50 on you.
Well, we never discussed what we were going to spend and how my mind reader.
You're right. Like we didn't discuss it, but that doesn't mean I still can't be like disappointed.
Oh,
you know? Yeah, on your expectations, I guess. I'm sorry you don't like the present. We can take it back and get you something different.
I don't really want to take it back at this point. I just wanted to talk about it. Sorry.
Will you wear the necklace?
Yeah, I mean, I'll still wear it. I've been wearing it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I'm worried that this is just going to cause Todd flashbacks when he sees it of this conversation.
Right. Yeah, probably.
Well,
I mean, it kind of feels like that. Yeah.
I think women tend to symbolize jewelry as a commitment. And I think she's looking at if it's not real jewelry, is there a real commitment? Is that how you're feeling, Kendra?
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not a good way to think of it.
I guess I shouldn't have got you jewelry then. I don't know what you want me to say here. Like, you wanted me to go out. I mean, to get a nice piece of jewelry is like $1,000. I don't know, plus.
It doesn't have to be $1,000. Like, that's kind of extreme.
Well, this is their, like, $99 Christmas special knocked down to, like, $20 or whatever. And the lady said, go ahead and get that. And I said, do you think she'd like that? And I got that. And it was the thought of me trying to get you something that you would like. When you opened it, you did like it.
Absolutely. So. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I'm sorry. I think I've made too big of a deal of this, I guess. I'm sorry, Todd.
He should be able to, like, I don't know, make you a ring at a Kleenex and you'd be like, that is so sweet. Like, you took the time to make this.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do about the cost of things. So this relationship should be based on the experiences that you have together and the love that you show each other, not based off of a dollar.
Right.
So hopefully
I feel like
continue.
A huge jerk.
No, it's okay, girl. I mean, you like pretty things. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. That's why we're here, to help you work it out.
But, we wish you the best of luck.
I didn't mean to make you feel like a jerk. I care about you very much. But
I care about you too.
I thought we had a different level of, like, not material stuff. And that was what was cool.
Mm. That'd be like someone giving me a Michael Kors purse and acting like it's real. And then I find out that it's a fake.
Girl, that's not good.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.